certain Unix things we need, but in general, we probably are getting too good at turning out hardware problem products. Maybe not too good at it, we're just maybe not wise. Will a new management system really be in place for fiscal 92? Will accounting and support tools be in place? It'll never be done. Always growing, always getting better, hopefully not growing in complexity, but the majority will be done. But there's something important about the new management system that people forget. An accounting system does not do everything. And the new management system is not designed to do everything. In fact, the new management system does not solve problems. It exposes problems. Another question here asks, why don't we measure, besides profit, measure return on assets, return on investment, and why don't we measure the results of our quality programs? And the answer is very straightforward. The new management system delivers reports once a week to what that manager needs to manage his group each week. We first proposed this just a year ago. People said, I only need it once a quarter because that's all the time I look at it. I said, your competition knows every day what they've done. And if you think you can compete with them knowing once a quarter, you don't understand. But the new management system is the data they need every day and to be on top of it. The other things we don't need very often. When a group, like that group who's going to, whoever you are, is going to propose doubling our time-sharing business, the proposal is in the format of the new management system. But with that goes a market plan. That market plan claims all the things involved in traditional marketing and proposes what investments and what return on investments will be made. We do that once a year. If someone's proposing 5 desktop computers, he'll propose, here's the investment, including the capital, and here'll be the return. And we'll look at that and say yes or no. But the reporting each week will not be on that. It will not be done on quality. It will be done on the P&L format. And so the new accounting system delivers this weekly report that someone needs to manage. All the other traditional business measures are still there. Sometimes people get confused. And the new management system in itself doesn't solve them. It sure identifies them. As president and leader of the company, how and why do you permit behavior policies that are so contrary to where you believe digital must go? You clearly disagree with some of the messages we related at the PC announcement, yet they were presented as digital messages. Is more KO down, that is top down, leadership needed? Maybe some. But I'm not always right. I don't always admit I'm always right, but it happens. I have a running argument with Cabernetti. Same argument with the PC people. I tell Cabernetti his goal was to have one of every kind of printer, regardless of what it cost us. And I say he ties up so much capital with all of those printers, it just is not profitable. I say to Rose, your goal is to have one of every PC and more than anybody else and all with different boxes. And you're not going to make money at it. Cabernet says, I'm going to prove I do. We'll see. But I'm not going to tell him, I'll tell him he's wrong. But I'm not telling him absolutely he's wrong. Because it would really be a lot more fun if he was right. He knows more than I do. But I got to check on him. I I'm not going to pronounce it with no information, absolutely, but I'm sure challenging him to prove it. And same thing with Rose. I think Rose has to cut down the number of units he offers. But if he can justify it, I'll eat crow and be happy. So I'm not going to run these things absolutely, but I'm sure going to tease them and make sure they do it right when I'm smart enough to see it. So I don't know enough to do it. And also, if I make the pronouncements, then I'm responsible. Some of the proposals coming in for next year, people stand up kind of with the implication, if the executive committee approves it, then we take the obligation. And I quick try to reorient things. So the answer is, if they propose something, we say, the answer to them is, okay, we'll let you try, but you're doing it, see? And not, we take the responsibility. So maybe I should do more, but in general, it's much more important that it be their understanding, their study, and their responsibility. Someone pointed out that if toasters were computers, and if they cost $10 30 years ago, today they cost a penny. That's true. I tell that story too. But it still doesn't ruin my story. It says here that growth is therefore to keep ahead of dropping prices. Digital is not growing yet. Many of the vendors are growing fast in revenues. Software companies are growing fast, service companies are growing fast, and even the computer companies, some of them. Most of them are disappearing. And yes, growth is essential, and we have to get back to it. I don't believe growth is essential for everybody. I don't think growth was essential to Massachusetts in the 80s. I told Governor Caucus, I didn't tell him so he'd really notice it, but so I can't say I told you so. But the message was there. We should only grow enough in Massachusetts to keep everybody employed. Growth beyond that is mischievous. However, in our business, there's not going to be many manufacturers left in a few years. And the only ones left are those who do take over more and more responsibility and do things on a bigger scale. And we have to get a major share of those things we concentrate in. We don't have to be in everything, but we have to get a major share. Because history shows in all products, it gets down to smaller and smaller number of manufacturers. And the only way we can survive is to be a major portion of those things that are important to us. And the question is, what growth area should digital target to achieve the maximum growth? Products, applications, geographies, accounts. Of course, it's all of those. Now, we could someday say, some of the things we've listed today, we might cut out to put all our effort on a few more. That's a legitimate way of doing it. But when it comes to this list, we've got to take the products we're doing and be a major force, not a growing force, or somebody will overrun us. In the integration business that you spoke of, how important is digital's role of consulting on management systems and business systems for our customers? It's very important. Not only do our customers want them to tell, not only do they want us to tell them what they need, they also want us to tell them how to run their business in specific areas. And some of those areas we're very good at. So this is an important part of our consulting business. And sometimes it's independent of selling the equipment, but being expert in certain areas is an important part of our strategy. That's the list of questions. You got any more there? If you got any other questions, we have a few minutes more. One more, yes. And anything else? "60% of our new sales opportunities are based on RISC Unix applications. What is Digital's response in terms of engineering investments?" I think we're spending more engineering on RISC than we are on VAX. And we're selling a smaller percentage of our equipment on RISC to Unix today than it was in the vax heyday 10, 15 years ago. We always sold 10% of our sales were Unix for way back. Now I think it's 7 or 8% with all the investment we have. There's something we got to get organized here. So we're investing heavily. We're not selling heavy. Now, part of the problem is that every company, that means almost every company in the world, who did not make investments in worldwide operating system when we did with VAX, VMS, discovered in the 80s that they could not compete with their obsolete operating systems. The world wanted things networked together, like we do so well with VAX, and they did not have the operating system to do it. Almost nobody made the investment we did when we did. IBM had done it years later and grew into it. Nobody else did. When they discovered they had nothing and they were facing oblivion, every one of them said, we're joining Unix, because Unix is obviously great. It was great because they had nothing. They somehow thought for free they were going to get that worldwide operating system. It cost us hundreds of millions of dollars, many years, an infinite amount of testing, and a lot of experience. They were going to get it free. You don't get that free. They haven't got it yet. But when it comes down to the things which Unix does okay on, or does well on, everybody is there. And I think Sun's the only one making money. Maybe National Cash is. So that's a tough market. All the losers went in and joined Unix, and compete with them is hard. Now our goal there is twofold, and our ACE strategy is a magnificent strategy. Now we have the opportunity of having something to grab hold of to grow with, and if we play our commodity strategy right, we'll make a good profit. And if we learn to sell mechanical parts and software parts to the rest of the ACE consortium, we should do well. But the fact that everybody's selling Unix does not make it necessarily a good business. So far, for most people, it's a terrible business. And we have a strategy, as you heard today, which promises to be very good for us. But there are two parts to it. We have to learn to sell those parts at the lowest price because they are commodities. And we have to learn to sell all of the parts that go with it in every detail and charge for all those things that nobody else has. So the Unix question is still a challenge to us. We are making the investment. It has not paid off yet. It has a promise to do so. Any quick questions? Yes, John, your question. Before you say, John, I normally read off all the appreciation of all the people, and maybe John's going to do that because they never gave me the list today. But I want to acknowledge Jim Johnson, who inherited Ann Kreidler's job. And poor Jim, he's not so small, you should be on poor, but this program was up in the air continuously and changed continuously, and he took it in stride and did very well. And it came out a lot better than I thought it would, and I felt guilty that I was the one messing it up, and Jim and his crew really made it work out well. So thank you, Jim.
Ken was right. That's what I was going to do. It's not only Jim Johnson, but it's all the production people back here and the facilities people here at Merrimack. They always do an extraordinary job. I do want to take the privilege of being the MC and expand on just one portion of Ken's answer to one of his questions so that the room can hear it. Ken commented that we don't promote people just because they are minority or female and or white male. But he also said we have a huge responsibility on the training, development, and exposure portion so that when choice does come around, you at least have it. I want to thank all of the speakers. They were extraordinary. It was an extraordinary day. And I think we ought to leave here full of energy and charged, and let's do what the speakers asked us to do. We have refreshments, wine and cheese and apples, one glass of wine per. You're too valuable. Drive safely. We need you. Oh, yes. Excuse me, one other thing. We have Ken's remarks this morning, the effects of technology, on the table here. Please take a copy and make sure they're distributed in your areas.